3 Mishnah 4, B'matvarim Oimrim, when does this apply? Now this is going on Rabbi Akiva's opinion that there's no implicit consent between the two of us. It says, B'shelo Dibar, this is where we haven't given each other permission. So where we haven't given each other permission. But obviously, if we have given each other permission, then I could tithe for you and you could tithe for me. Hirsha is ben Baisor, and so too, if a person gives permission to any member of his family, or his avdoi, or to his slave, or his shivchasoi, or to his bondwoman, lisroib, to take truma, then trumasa truma. If they do take truma, then that is a good, valid truma. Bittel, if he nullifies that permission, im ad shilo tarim bittel, if he annulled it before the person separated truma, then ain trumasa truma, then what they take is not considered truma. The mishitarim bittel, but if it's nullified the permission only after they take the truma. So they take the truma, then I nullify their permission. So when they took truma, did they have permission? Yes. Then trumasa truma, it's a good truma. Hapalim ein lehem rishus litroim, and then to finish off, the Mishnah says workers who work in the field don't have permission to take truma. They have no permission to take truma. So if they take truma, they've done nothing. Chutz min hadrachos, except for those that walk on the wine, when they're treading on the wine, the grapes in the wine press to make the juice come out. So then shein mitamin es hagas miyad, because the wine press and the grapes over there, it's all wet. And the treaders on it, they can render the wine unclean immediately. And then if they render it unclean, you're going to have a problem. The truma is going to be unclean. So they allow to separate truma immediately and set it aside so that it doesn't become unclean. There they can rush the process in order to protect the truma, the tithe, from becoming unclean.